listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of Humanitarian Radio, where we talk about fantastic things people are doing on this earth. I'm Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone. You sound very enthusiastic this afternoon.
I am. You know why?
I have no idea.
I found an article on the internet, which I love the internet for that reason. It points me to really great things that help me in my life. And this one happens to be 10 ways to attract positive energy into your life.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on, sister.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that today. And we have another great guest on our show, which we're delighted to share with you. And
we have Larry Rifkin, who is a master of the laws of attraction. And he's got some really, really great things to talk about. So I can't wait to get to him. But let's talk about this, because I think this is a great setup for our interview that's going to be coming up.
Beautiful. So, like I said, I found this article, 10 Ways to Attract Positive Energy. And, of course, that resonated with me. And what I liked about it is its opening statement: if you want to attract health, wellness, and vitality to yourself, you got to stop circulating toxic, negative thoughts and feelings through your head.
Stop watching the news.
Well, there's that.
That's my thing, but go ahead.
But you think about it, when you continually say the things that are irritating you, yeah, it's great to get that out and vent, but once is enough. The more you beat up whatever the subject matter is that's pissing you off, the more you're attracting that type of behavior back to you, because you keep that toxicity in your head, your system.
And you keep it flowing outward. So as the more you talk about it, the more you talk about it, the more you talk about it, it's like if I were to say, man, I'm broke. Wow, I'm broke. Oh, I don't have enough money. Wow, I'm broke. I don't have enough money.
So guess what? You're always broke.
You're always broke.
Because you always keep talking about how broke you are.
You could have $100 in your pocket and you're still broke.
Totally, totally. So one of the things that this article points out that you boost your immune system when you talk about positive things. You also cure, as they put it, disease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E, because a lot of things that we know for fact is cancer and a variety of these crazy diseases that people are getting these days are a direct cause of stress. And something that helps to cure stress is shifting your thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, if you can get away from your thoughts that are negative, obviously, you know, and you know, the one thing I have to say is a lot of times we know these things. It's just that it's so much easier to preach it than practice it, because
I
could be on this
radio
station right now telling everybody, just don't think about it, or just say it once and then click, we're off the air, and I might be complaining about something over and over again. And it's practicing what you preach. Again, even being a singer songwriter of positive self-empowering songs, many a times you, Miss Janie, have told me to go listen to your song. Go listen to Best Case Scenario. What was that thing you wrote? So
yeah, it's a bummer for you that I have so many great songs to throw at you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I thought we were living in the state of abundance. You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, what was the lyrics to that song again? Yeah, it's true. I do that to you all the time, which is great. And, you know, and I got to say that it's great to have somebody watching your back all the time. And if you're looking to make major shifts in your life, see if there's somebody that you know that would like to make that shift with you, so you can have a tag team partner in turning positive.
Yeah. Well, and I got to say, it's not always fun to have someone, when you're upset, tell you, well, just don't think about it, or think of the
practice
positive.
Practice what you preach.
Those are the times when you least want to hear it, but that's the time you most need to hear it, because that's the time that you're
vulnerable.
State of mind.
Yep. So the very first one is love and accept yourself as you are right now. And one way you can do that is to start a list to remind yourself of all your wonderful qualities, but make a point to add a new quality every day.
Okay.
Now imagine after a month, you got 30 new qualities of how fabulous you are. Now you really do have a different perspective. Wow, I didn't really realize I was that person.
And a lot of people have a hard time doing that.
Because they don't look in the mirror and see those great qualities.
No, and they usually look in the mirror and go, I hate my hair. I hate those eyebrows. I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. We're very critical of ourselves.
Maybe you
more
go
more so than others.
My hair color is pretty though, and I have nice eyelashes.
Yeah.
And the tone of my green eyes is really pretty. You know, find a way to look at yourself and find those little nuggets that please you about yourself.
Would you say, though, it's interesting, though, would you say when we're growing up, some people say, well, why are you so conceited?
Or, oh, yeah, I remember,
you know,
that phrase.
You're so conceited.
Stuck up.
You're stuck up because you like, oh, my God.
Because
you have a picture
like yourself.
You have a picture of yourself in your room. Ugh, I would never do that. You're like, why? I mean, if you can't love yourself, it's hard to love someone else.
Right.
So it's almost like, in a way, a lot of us have been conditioned from early on not to praise ourselves, because then people think you're stuck up or conceited.
It was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's a really great number two on that note.
Go ahead.
Free yourself from past resentments and disappointments about who you were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Stop engaging in self-blame and guilt for past acts or omissions. Something you did or something you didn't do and think you should have done. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. We've heard that saying a million times used. As Scrooge announced on Christmas morning, I am not the man I was.
Hmm.
There you go.
Well, and I think in that phrase, it's forgiveness of yourself for what you might have done or not done. And think of it this way also. Choices that you have made in the past, you made because you were at a certain level or you were a certain person. And looking back at it now, you go, why did I do that? That was so stupid of me. But you can't beat yourself up for that because that was you in the past.
And that was a stepping stone to who you are now.
Yeah.
So you had to experience
that. You've learned something
that.
From it. So just take from what you learn and go, hey, you know what? I won't make that choice again, or I won't make that mistake again.
Number three, let go of any and all resentment you're hanging on to about everyone and everything. Stop looking for reasons to criticize and blame others for their acts and omissions. Let go of your desire to control what other people do.
Mm. I got a great analogy for that. A friend of mine
easier
told me.
Easier said than done.
a friend of mine told me this. He said he was driving on the road and he was going to be a delivery person. Like, I don't know what he was going to deliver. But the test on the road, his boss took him on the road, and he started complaining about some guy cutting him off and some other guy. And he goes, hey, hold on a second. He goes, if you're going to do this job, you have to realize you can't control all the other drivers on the highway.
Right.
All you can do is control your vehicle. And he goes, focus on how you're driving. Focus on what you're doing. And let everyone else just do what they're doing. He goes, complaining about them and getting road rage is not going to stop them.
Totally.
Chasing them down and laying on the horn.
But think about that in every other aspect of your life, your coworkers and, you know,
your boss.
People you hang with. Yeah, totally. And number four goes to stop giving your power away. Use your time and energy and vitality wisely, as in what you just said.
Yeah.
Spend your time not complaining about what everybody else is doing, but pay attention to what you're doing and how you can improve on what you are doing. Focus on circulating and recirculating positive life-affirming ideas.
I was saying this just the last week.
To recharge your batteries was the end of that sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was saying something similar to this. A few weeks back, I had done a presentation for Emerging Leaders, which is a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying how when you spend more time on yourself, you can lead by example as opposed to convincing everyone else that you have this brilliant new idea
or
a new way of thinking, or you really need to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And most people learn something new and want to share it with everyone. And when they get closed doors, they feel like they have to knock on the door even harder. And it's like, no, take that energy and just use it on yourself and lead by example.
Totally.
Rise your own vibration, and then let those others go, like, what are you doing differently? Oh, you want to know now? And then, you know.
Yeah, now they're interested in how come things are going so good for him?
Yeah.
What's his secret?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably doing number five, using creative visualization.
Visualization, yes.
And your imagination to your advantage, not to your detriment. Instead of picturing the worst case scenario, see things as you want them to be. Visualize yourself doing things in the state of perfect health. Visualize ideal outcomes and happy endings.
You know, they say if you were to take some time on a daily basis for meditation, it really makes a difference. Because that meditation, and a lot of people don't realize what meditation really means. I think they all get caught up in the, I don't have time to burn a candle and sit like an Indian style and hum. Meditation could be as simple as having a cup of coffee in the morning in the quiet, or petting your cat or your dog, just a time to quiet your mind and stuff. And during that time, think of all the positive things.
Be appreciative.
Be appreciative. Or, like you said, visualize yourself. What if everything were to go perfect right now? How would that feel? And get into that state of mind. It's really interesting because when you start doing that, some people always seem to sabotage it. They'll go, oh, well, I could sit here right now. It's quiet. Yeah, but then the phone will probably ring and then I'll have to answer. It's like, no, no, no. Go back to where you were.
Right.
And
take
see
the moment for yourself.
See how far you can go with it being perfect before you sabotage it, going, well, I don't want it to get that good because if I make it get that good, then it's going to be that much more of a fall. It's like, well, don't ever fall. Just
keep it up.
Keep it up.
Keep it rising. Sure. Yeah. Okay, number 6, 7, and 8. I'm going to read them pretty much all together because they're all in the same vein.
Is that going to be a run-on sentence?
No.
Okay.
Don't speak of your illness or dis-ease with others. The more attention you place on what you don't want in your life, the more energy it absorbs. If you remove your attention from your dis-ease, put your focus and attention on the things in life that make you feel good, you'll find a switch in your health. Recognize that you have the power to heal yourself. The healing power flows from your positive thoughts. Allow positive thoughts to circulate, eliminating stress and boosting your immune system. All of that we're hearing so much of, even on shows like The Doctors and Dr. Oz and those kind of shows. I mean, the medical field is really catching on to the fact that if you have some kind of crazy funk going on in your body and you change your thought pattern, you can heal your own body.
Yes.
And it doesn't necessarily take doctor's medicines and surgeries and all the things that traditionally we've been going to. Now we've learned that you can heal yourself just with your mind. Our minds are so amazingly strong and have such control over our bodies that when we train our mind to think in a certain way, as far as sickness goes, it works it out for you.
Well, think about it. We get a brand new body every 7 years.
Really?
Every 7 years.
Is mine going to be about 15 pounds lighter,
well,
please?
Well, yeah. If you get a brand new body every 7 years, because all the cells change, and they all change at different rates, and I don't know exactly how it happens, but there is a breakdown. Like, your skin will change, and your organs change, and it's like everything just regenerates itself. So every 7 years, you end up with a brand new body.
Nice.
And you can look that up on the internet and figure it out, but it's scientifically proven. So if you keep your mind in a healthy state,
what are you going to look like in 7 years from now?
In a healthy state also, yeah.
Number 7, love is the antidote to fear. If you appreciate the many blessings in your life and express gratitude for anything and everything, you begin to flow in a healing bath rather than languish in a bath of toxin. Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Develop an attitude for gratitude. Make a list of all the things you are grateful for, including health and vitality. Be grateful for the health and well-being that is coming your way, that you're bringing to you in the future. There is no such thing as incurable. Miracles are abound when you change the positioning of your thoughts. Be happy and appreciate the moment. Resist nothing. Love yourself and others. Be grateful for the small blessings. Make happiness your number one priority. When you remain positive, you summon well-being and vanquish illness and disease. And the tagline here is, when we exist in a state of happiness, we boost our immune systems and allow our bodies to use energy reserves for healing. So you're basically charging your healing battery and putting stock into that battery so that when you need it, when you do need a healing hand, you've got plenty of reserves in your body already.
Well, you remember there was a woman on that DVD called The Secret, and she had found that she had, I believe, breast cancer. And what she decided to do was her and her husband said, we are going to do nothing but talk of positive things and watch movies that make you laugh and just, I'm going to heal myself. And within a matter of 2 to 3 months, I believe, mm-hmm. she was cancer free. And she said, we just constantly just kept saying, my body's healing itself. And she just kept that focus and she laughed at every movie. She made sure of what she was watching and what she was taking in, meaning she didn't watch the news. She didn't watch. And again, when I say don't watch the news, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Oh boy.
I'm coming from the point of.
Here we go.
Yeah, just let me say it. I'm coming from a point of you don't need to watch and be that informed. You know, you don't really need to know of all the negative things that are going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because I'm realizing that when you click through Facebook now, there's a lot of videos that are showing up on Facebook lately that are a little more disturbing than what I remember. And I go, why are people posting this stuff? I feel like I'm getting back to watching the news. I don't need to see this on Facebook.
Other side of that?
I want to see some positive things.
On Facebook is the rants that people are doing. And, you know, you and I have a friend that deletes people from his Facebook when somebody on there is posting too many rants and raves of negative things.
Right.
He deletes them as friends. He says, I can't handle these guys in my world. I don't want to wallow in, you know, these tragic incidents and these opinions of political sides and da 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 da. And if they are not to a standard that he wants to live his life, he deletes them. And I think that's really a smart idea. What I've done for people that are like that, I have, you know, over 4,500 people on my Facebook. Some are strangers and some are friends. And it's a combination of really positive people, because people that are my friends generally do positive postings. But then you friends that come through some of those guys are posting some horrific stuff. And I choose to not allow their posts to be seen on my feed so that I don't influence myself with that hogwash, what I feel is hogwash. But I also don't subject my friends who are watching my feed to
Interesting.
That.
Well, that's something I'll have to learn to do. I just thought it was like, you know, as I'm clicking through Facebook more and more, you start seeing, I mean, listen, there's some great things that are coming up, you know, some really funny things, videos. But then there's some videos that are like really disturbing. And I go, wow.
Why would you share
that? Why would you share this? This is like watching the news. And that's something that I just don't
And that brings
to
us to number 10. Laugh, laugh, and laugh again.
That's a cool
Watch funny movies.
Yeah.
Recall great memories that made you laugh. Once you access the joy within, let it expand to fill your entire being, crowding out the illness and disease. If your body is filled with happiness, laughter, and excitement, there is no room inside your body for a disease to create itself.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh your way back to health. These strategies work. But you've got to apply them in your life, not just once, not whenever you feel like it, but every day. They don't work for you if you give up. If you collapse into a heap, if you revert back to your previous negative ways while whining it's too hard, it won't work for you. So keep a positive thought, make your everyday positive, and change the way you think.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Larry Rifkin.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey, and so we're back from that commercial break, and we want to thank our sponsors, but we really, really want to get to this great guest today. We have with us a gentleman named Mr. Larry Rifkin. Hi, Larry. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
fabulous. I'm so excited to have you on our show because you speak to something that we are very passionate about on this station. So why don't you tell our listeners what you're about, and we'll get right into the show.
Thank you, and I definitely will. I just want to first show my appreciation and gratitude, because everything does start with gratitude, and I am very grateful for being asked to be on your show. Thank you. I am a Law of Attraction Master Life Coach. I deal with cognitive psychology, the Law of Attraction, and vibrational matching, and I'm also president of the Amazing Universe Broadcasting Company, a media company set out to look at the positive side of life and see things that involve self-empowerment, self-growth, and on our spiritual path.
Which is so, I got to say, there's just not enough people doing this kind of stuff. And you and I both know, as many of us as we can gather together and, you know, grow this project, the better off our own little world is going to be.
Absolutely. The more people that, you know, I don't want to say reach enlightenment, because I don't think that we ever reach enlightenment as part of our growth, but are on the journey towards it, the better it is for all of us. Because we come from a place of love and compassion and passion and beauty. And if that's what we choose to see, that's what we'll find.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so passionate about this.
Let me ask you, Larry, how long ago did you find yourself down this spiritual path? Is it something you've always been in a quest for? Or is it something you just recently? How long have you been doing it?
Well, Tony, it's actually a very long story. I was very blessed at a young age. My father was a businessman who was into motivational speaking, and he always took me every time Zig Ziglar would come around, every time, you know, Brian Tripp, one of the big names came around.
Yep.
My father would always take me. But then, if anybody's read my bio, in 1989, I woke up totally blind and couldn't use my left arm and couldn't use my left leg, and found out I had multiple sclerosis, and was told I was going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. It was then that I started really digging on my spiritual path, and through a combination of different things, including Eastern medicine and Western medicine, and the power of positive thought, because the Law of Attraction wasn't named that yet.
Right.
I walked out of my wheelchair 3 years later, and to this day, when people meet me, they have no idea that I have MS or have dealt with any major problems. But that started me on the path, and then I the Law of Attraction and vibrational matching resonated with me, so that's what I decided to delve into and to explore further and further.
Did you have, just out of curiosity, because obviously back in the day, if you go back 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, there were people that were writing about these topics, but as far as how we know them today, they're different. When you were in a wheelchair, were you saying to everybody, hey, I'm going to get up and walk, or were you just saying it to yourself?
In the beginning, I was, and I went into a self-defeat mode, and I basically locked myself in a bedroom where I didn't allow anybody to see me. And then after about, I would say, 16 months or 17 months, I came to the realization that this is not how my story is supposed to go, and that I was going to change it no matter what. I was going to do everything in my power and then some to change it. And I started telling myself, because the outside world is irrelevant. It's everything comes from within, and when we believe within, no matter what we say to anybody else, we have to believe it in our heart of hearts, in our soul. So I started, as I do everything, with myself, and then as I progressed, other people saw and got excited, and I would share my philosophy with them, and I would delve a little bit deeper into it, but it all started with myself.
One thing I love about living a positive lifestyle and a positive message is that it's really contagious, and I love that people just can't help but, when they see us acting and I say acting because some people view it that way, acting all happy, it's really easy for other people to catch on to it when they see that, geez, well, you know, they have ups and downs, but they're handling them in a completely different way. Maybe I should try to handle my ups and downs in that completely different way. I think it's really such a great example of all of us to show people how things can change dramatically for yourselves by being that positive person. You and I have a similar experience, Larry, in that I had a back injury and I spent a year and a half in bed and I was told I was never going to walk again. And I pretty much had to do the same thing. I had to get my head in the right place so that I could get myself out of that mess. And, you know, I applaud people who can think that way and make the changes they need to make mentally in order to change the positions that they're in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, that's where everything starts. It starts with ourselves and what we choose to see and what we choose to look at. And, if you choose to see somebody that's disabled or is defeated, that's what you're going to find.
Right.
If you choose to look for strength and victory and success, that's what you'll find. It all depends on what you're looking for.
How do you recommend that somebody get started on a new thought trail, if you will?
Well, you know what? As a law of attraction master life coach, I know that this is as basic as it gets, but I start with some basic books. I say, you know, read this. Let me know if this resonates with you. Books like Who Moved My Cheese, books like The Power of Now, books like The Secret. I mean, you know, come on, let's face it. The Secret opened up our world to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that had, you know, just dipped their big toe into it but not knowing anything about it.
Right.
Totally.
So I say start reading that and then come back to me. If this resonates with you and you feel from it and you move from it, come back from me and we'll start working from there. And those that it resonates with end up coming back to you.
You know, we find that it resonates with such a variety of different people. Being that we perform positive music out, we perform in front of kids that range from like 3 years old to 90 years old, from one extreme to the other, from every walk of life. We perform at prisons and we perform at, you know, camps and you name it. And it's always such a pleasure to see how varying age brackets respond the same way to The Secret and to the positive messages, and varying walks of life, whether they're gang members, been in prison, or it's grandma, you know, knitting a blanket or something. They, all walks of life can really relate to this. This isn't singled out for special people to get it.
Absolutely true. If it resonates with their soul, if they're ready for it, because
right,
all people can be ready for it. And you know, there's that old proverb: when the student is ready, the teacher, the guide appears. But it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. When they're ready, they find us.
Yes.
They find us. You know, they look and they find us. And when they're not ready, you know, they go through the motions, but when they're ready, when the student is ready, the guide or the teacher appears.
I got to tell you, I want to chime in with that right there, because one thing that I learned is I had a real close friend of mine when I was going through this transformation, and I was so excited about it, and I wanted to share it with them, and for some reason, they just kept saying, you know, will you stop with that Tony Robbins stuff? Will you stop with that Secret stuff? You know, it's easy for you, or just a lot of resistance. And I kept pushing. And then one day I finally realized and I said, I have to take that energy that I'm exhausting on this person and turn it towards myself and lead by example. And so what I did is I started making a list of things that I wanted to have materialize in my life. And once a week, I'd show this person, I go, hey, remember that thing I want to look? And I'm checking it off the list. And then I'm checking it off the list. And slowly, this person started coming around. And when they finally did, it really started to resonate with them. And they happened to be a school teacher, a high school teacher. And she started using this. at school, and it was really amazing to see how it was working on the kids, because the kids were definitely more intuitive than you realize. And they would say, "You're not like normal teachers. Like, what are you doing?" Like a kid would say, "Oh, I didn't study for this. I'm not sure how well I'm going to do." And she'd go, "Okay, well, here's an F. You don't have to take it." And you're like, "What? What do you mean? She's like, "Well, what? You already said you didn't study, so I'm going to give you an F, and that way you don't have to bother." And she goes, "Oh, aren't you going to tell me to try? Oh, well, do you want to try to take it? Well, then you better change your mindset." And it was just, you know, given that slap of reality, like, wow, that wasn't what I expected to hear. I wanted you to coax me into it like all my other teachers. So,
but the lead by example definitely, you know, is the way it's got to be.
It is all true. And you know what, though? I will tell you that I don't try to talk anybody into anything.
Right.
It's absolutely not my job. I lead by example. I have a lot of people that follow me between Facebook and my websites and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I put out everything to keep me on my path. That's what I work on, is I work on myself.
Right.
Now, the fact that it resonates with so many other people is an added plus.
Yes.
And I'm glad that it does. And I happen to be lucky. I happen to live in a vortex. There are only certain vortexes in the continental United States, a handful of them, and I happen to live in one of them. So people resonate to me all the time that way, but it's never because I try to push my views on anybody. I would never do that. There's 1,000 different trails to the top of the mountain. Just because they're not on my trail doesn't mean that they're on the wrong trail.
Right.
You know, and I try to respect that with everybody.
I think what happens when people first discover that they contain this, their inner power, I think they get excited and want to share it. And it's a disappointment when others aren't getting it, but it's just not their turn to get it yet.
Exactly. When they're ready, it will happen.
Yeah. It's all a frequency thing. So let me ask you this. When The Secret did come out, were you already feeling you were practicing everything that they were saying, and it was just a matter of going, wow, they've finally put together a simplified version of it?
I did. As a matter of fact, I sat there with a few friends of mine saying, and other friends of mine were saying, "Larry, you should be on this. This is exactly what you talk about." Where I expanded my consciousness was when I started learning about vibrational frequencies and vibrational matching. And that's when it took the law of attraction to the next degree.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Tell us about the vibrational matching.
Okay, vibrational matching, let me do this. The law of attraction states, they love it when I do this, I take a multi-billion-dollar industry and I narrow it down to 3 words.
I think it's fabulous. Go for it, buddy.
The law of attraction basically states that like attracts like. So people come to me and they go, "Larry, I understand this. Like attracts like. What I'm putting out, I'm getting back. But why do I keep ending up in the same dead-end job? Why do I keep ending up with the same boyfriend or girlfriend that doesn't appreciate me? Why do I keep ending up with blah, 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 whatever it is?"
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, it's because that's what you're putting out. Okay, that's the law of attraction. Now, let's raise what you're putting out there so that you're putting out a higher vibrational frequency. The first thing we need to do is to get the vibrational frequencies to match, which means that your desires match your belief system. I can actually have it. Let me put it in a different way. Coming from a consciousness of abundance rather than a consciousness of scarcity. I know that there's enough good men out there or good women out there. I know that there's enough jobs out there. I know that there's this. And if I can get them to start to believe that, I can raise their vibrational frequency that they're putting out there, because everything is energy. Everything on this planet Earth is energy. And the frequency, even our thoughts are energy. And the frequency that we're putting out is what comes back to us. So if we can raise our vibrational frequency and put out a higher, more positive vibrational frequency, that's what is going to attract back.
That's
kind of not narrow that down to that
is that is perfect, because again, it's the believing and feeling what you want and almost living it. They say fake it till you make it. So if you're walking around, and I love going into this analogy that Tony Robbins goes into. It's like, you know, if you were a millionaire, how would you be sitting? Where would your shoulders be? What's your physiology like? You know, so
right.
it's very similar to that, where it's like you start to put it yourself in that position. So, well, my head would be held up and I would be walking around like a strut because I got the money that I've always desired. And
absolutely.
Now you're in there.
And then you take it to the next real lesson and realize that it wasn't money that brought you happiness in the first place anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, yep. I had someone say to me once, they said, instead of choosing materialistic things, choose happiness. Choose
Absolutely.
Joy. Where it doesn't matter where you are on the financial scale. It doesn't matter where you are in the job or the relationship. Just choose happiness. If you choose happiness or if you choose love, well, that's a universal thing. And it doesn't matter where you are or what your situation is, because you're choosing happiness. It's very general, but if you could imagine it, then you would be happy sitting on a plane or sitting at a bus stop. It wouldn't matter as far as your transportation. So,
absolutely true. It doesn't matter if you're under a tunnel in a cardboard box or in the Taj Mahal. And I'll take that exactly what you said one step further. I do that with my boys. Try to do that with children and get them to understand that. And say to them, listen, do you want to chase the almighty dollar? Which I did for years in the beginning, because in the 60s and 70s, well, in the 70s and 80s, I don't want to age myself too much. That's what you did. But now I've learned, and I'm chasing happiness, not the almighty dollar. And hopefully, and I teach this to my boys too, whatever it is you choose to do, be happy. We're on this rock for such a short period of time, a flash in a pan. Do you want to spend your time being miserable, worrying about the future, feeling guilty about the past? Or do you want to spend the time being happy, being filled with joy, seeing the beauty around you, seeing the love around you, the compassion, the passion? And guess what? It's your choice. You get to choose.
Yeah. And if you don't like where you're at, choose again.
Right. Change it.
Change it.
You have the power.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funniest thing is I think as soon as you can get a person to release the victim card and see past that and empower them, then all of a sudden they start to move up the emotional scale and go, well, you know, hate is better than helpfulness, and doubt is better than this, and, you know, and then hopefulness starts to come. So you start to move yourself up the emotional scale and you start to realize, all right, maybe this is possible, you know? And
Yes. Sometimes to release the victim card is a lot easier said than done, because sometimes that victim card has been engraved in them for years and years and years and years. And you have to almost unteach them what they've been taught for the past 15, 20 years or whatever, you know, bad relationship or bad situation or whatever it was that caused them to feel like a victim. So, yes, we want to get them to release that victim card, but that's a process.
Totally.
It's not a light switch where you just go, bingo, oh, good, done, bingo, oh, I'm better now, thank you.
Well, I got to say, there's a an organization that we work with, and what they do is they take a lot of people that have just come out of jail and that are either in halfway houses or are just getting released from prison, and it's called Emerging Leaders, and what we do is we perform at their graduation. And a lot of these are inner city kids that don't have any other resources. So unfortunately, they're victims of their environment because it's been handed down from generation to generation. This is how you survive as opposed to this is how you live. It's more of a survival technique. And what these guys do as far as the organization is they teach them different skills. They teach them how they're not the victim, how that story of them is an old story. Now change your story. And it's really interesting because as these people go through this 8-week transformation, and it's really amazing when you actually get to their graduation because you hear the stories and how these people have transformed. They're always told, listen, and whenever I do a presentation there, I say the same thing. I go, unfortunately, as you guys start to raise your frequency, the people that you've been hanging out with are not going to understand what you're talking about any longer because you've raised your vibration. And so now you're going to start speaking on two different levels, and you either going to have to move away from those people or you're going to have them rise up to your level. But your communication has definitely shifted and changed because their environment is victim, and now your environment is self-empowered. So they're not a match. And it goes right back to the law of attraction. So it's really amazing stuff when you start to dial it in, and it's not that hard.
And with them, as with just about anybody, as you travel further down your path towards, you know, finding out about spirituality, as you travel further, you're going to find that some people fall out of your life.
Right.
People that have been there for a long time. And usually that's because the universe is making room for the right people to fall into your life.
Yes.
And more like-minded people will start to come in. But people along the way will fall out of your life, and you have to be okay with that.
You know, and speaking on that, we had a guest on the show recently that I was having a conversation with off air, and we discussed how sometimes the people falling out of your light are relatives and family members.
Yep.
And sometimes that's a necessary thing. And just because it's, you know, a cousin, sister, brother, even a parent, if the timing is not right for them to be in your immediate world, then they will fall away. And it's okay. It's okay when that happens. You know, they'll come back in their time when the time is right for you to have that energy around you again.
Exactly,
or that energy has changed.
You've got to protect your own energy field and your own vibrational frequency, and you need to be true to yourself. And as long as you stay true to yourself, the right people will fall into your life. People that are meant to be there will find a way to be there. Everything happens the way that it's supposed to.
You know,
that's how the universe works.
My sister used to say to me, before you go outside, pour a glass of milk over your head in your vision. She'd say, picture yourself coated, and now don't let anybody on the outside attack you mentally. And that was the beginning of me entering into this world of, I can think how I want to think, and I don't have to be like everybody else if I don't want to, and I can create what I want in my own mind for my own self and my own life. And yes, if I just cover myself with a milk bath, if you will, mentally, then I'm not going to let those that rub my energy field the wrong way affect me. And it always has been a visual when I get into an area or circumstance where the energy is not so fabulous. I've always done that mental, okay, pour the glass of milk over my head and protect myself from the energies around me so that I can stay in my happy world, if you will, and keep manifesting things for myself and not be affected by those around me that aren't of the same thought or intention.
Absolutely. And your sister was a very wise woman. I tell my clients something very similar. I've never heard using the glass of milk, and I like it a lot. I always tell them to envision a bubble around them, and they're sitting inside the bubble, and the bad energy can't make it inside the bubble. It's the exact same thing your sister told you. Instead of pouring a glass of milk over yourself, it's a bubble. But I love the idea. I love the concept.
Well, definitely, I think that having the knowledge that when you first jump out on this trail, you might be the only one in your party that is stepping out on that limb, and it's okay. It's okay. People come around in due time when it's their timing and when they're supposed to, and some people aren't ever supposed to, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Again, that's their trail, and that's their journey, and it's not for me to judge. I can, you know, here's what I tell everybody. I tell my clients, we have no control over what other people do, what other people say, what other people think. We only have control over three things on this planet Earth. We have control over ourselves. We have control over our thoughts. We can control our thoughts. I want to think beautiful things. And the third thing is, we have control over how we react to what other people say or what other people do.
And that's a big one.
And that's all. And that's all we can do, because we can't control them.
Right. And there's no need when you have, when you have found your reaction, when you've taken control of your reaction, I should say, then it won't matter what people think or say or do, because it's like,
exactly.
Your thought doesn't affect my thought. And are you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
Very well.
Okay.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Abraham. And there's an analogy.
Jerry and Esther are, Jerry, I've actually met Esther twice.
Esther Hicks.
Yes, I'm a very big fan of Abraham.
Yeah, they're great. And I've got to see them a couple times live, and I definitely check in every once in a while to hear what they have to say. But they were saying, there was an analogy that Abraham used. He says, if you're making a pie in your kitchen and then all of a sudden you're like, Abraham, there's a bottle of Tabasco sauce in the kitchen and I don't want it in the kitchen. It's like, why? It's not going to do anything. Just make your pie. It's like, yeah, but I don't want it in the kitchen. She's like, well, it's not going to affect your pie. It's going to end up in my pie. It's going to end up in my pie. And then finally, the Tabasco sauce ends up in her pie. And she's like, see, I told you. And she's like, well, that's all you kept talking about. What's the Tabasco sauce? And so you brought it into your kitchen, and yeah, you put it into your pie. So you can't control the outside world. Things are going to be the way they are. So when we do a war against drugs and a war against poverty and a war against this and a war against that, it's just, it's calling it to you even more as opposed to curing it.
It's funny that you should say that. There's an old story about Gandhi. He went to Egypt, and he was out in Egypt, and everybody was coming up to him, and he was introducing, and he spoke in a couple of places, and one of the places he spoke, somebody came up to him and said, listen, tomorrow we're having an anti-war rally, will you come and speak? And he turned to him and he said, no. And the man said, no. He said, no, I won't speak at an anti-war rally, but if you ever have a pro-peace rally, let me know.
There you go.
Yes, I heard that one before, and it's a great story because that just twists it. Simple little turn of words. Now it goes, I'm pro this as opposed to I'm opposed to this. Yeah,
exactly. I want to be for things that I'm for. I'm not worried about things I'm against. They have no effect on my world. I want to focus on the things I'm for.
Speaking of that, Larry, tell me a little bit about your broadcasting company. I think it's a really forward step to start a company, and I know you started it a few years back, that is nothing but forward thinking. I mean, I just think that's fabulous.
It has a lot of challenges. Mainstream media absolutely did not understand what we were trying to do. We ran into a lot of closed doors, and it didn't stop us. It didn't matter because we recognized that the people that it's going to resonate for, they're going to find it and they're going to come. We started out, like, I have a show on, it's called Keep Smiling. And that happens to be my philosophy. I start in everything, keep smiling. Keep smiling, Larry Rifkin. Everything is keep smiling. And it's all about being positive. A lot of it has to do, I do a lot on Abraham. I actually do a lot on the law of attraction and vibrational matching. We also take blogs from anybody that writes it. They can submit blogs to me. It doesn't matter because we don't judge. You know, what works for one person might not work for somebody else, but it doesn't matter. Let's put it out there, and if it reaches somebody. We have three shows. We have a show on Tuesday night, a show on Thursday night, and a show on Sunday night. And it's all about the fact that we can control our world by our thoughts. We can either choose to be happy and see beauty and see love and see passion, or we can choose to be miserable and fight with everybody and see the, you know, the guy that's holding me up and making me late for work, or, you know, the guy at the supermarket that's, you know, got 32 things in line and he gets a line right in front of me. Or we can see the beauty of all the people around us and nature and, you know, and live in amazement. I choose to do it my way, and it works for me, and it seems to resonate with others, too.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. How do people find where your shows are and can check out the schedule, and how do they get to watch them?
It's on the internet, and it's www.amazinguniversetv.com, all one word. And then, www.amazinguniversetv.com. And they can find me on Facebook. They can find me on LinkedIn. They can find me, as a couple of my friends told me, I'm too accessible. Anybody can find me anywhere.
That's good and bad. Yes.
Yes.
So, Larry, yes. What do you have coming up on your horizon? I know that
I am doing a speaking tour in October, where I start in Sarasota. My next stop is in Atlanta, Georgia. Then I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then I'm in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Then I go to Austin, Texas. Then I go to Houston, Texas. And then I come back to Melbourne, Florida, which is the other coast. It's the Miami side coast. I'm on the West Coast.
And so what exactly do you get hired to do when you go to all these places? Like, can people go and check you out? And what kind of things do they learn?
I do speaking engagements. I introduce people to what the law of attraction is and what vibrational matching is. And then if they want to learn more, I offer life coaching programs. I have several different programs, a 3-time program, a 5-time program. Mm-hmm. I explain to them, I open their eyes, I explain to them that, you know, whatever is going on in your life, whatever challenges you've attracted into your life,
right.
Whatever good's going on in your life, you've attracted into your life. So now let's start focusing in on positive things.
And you know, it's a great time, if you haven't gotten one of those jump starts in life, to get yourself to one of these types of things, whether it's through Larry or anybody else that you're close to, and make this positive change for yourself if you haven't already done it. Going to seminars such as what you're teaching, Larry, is really a great kickstart for those who are thinking about dabbling in positive world.
Yeah, dipping their big toe into the pond.
Yes,
and
yes.
They want to go the rest of the way, yes.
So how do they find out about those schedules and where they can be? Because we have people all over the country listening to this. So, you know, different parts of the states might want to get to different events you have going on.
My Facebook page, which is Larry Rifkin in Sarasota, Florida. My website, www.amazinguniversetv.com. And my other website, which is www.yournewtruth.com. Which is my life coaching website.
Excellent. Larry, I can't tell you how happy we are that you've gotten to spend some time with us today. We really appreciate you taking the time, and we'd love for you to stop back in periodically and tell us what's going on in your part of the world.
I would love that, and I am appreciative and extremely grateful for the time you afforded me.
Absolutely.
And I would love to do whatever I can for you guys.
Excellent, Larry. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thanks again, Larry. Appreciate
it.
So every week we like to send out a song to our guests, and this week I'd like to send out the song It's Time. It's a song that I wrote a while back off of the World Radio CD, and it basically talks about it's time to take the wheel and take control of your life and to take responsibility for your actions and create your reality. So this is It's Time by Saint Tone.
Don't you know it's time? Wake up, your time has come to lift your eyes up to the sun. A revolution's what we need, yeah.
And I have come to plant the seed. The seed.
Changing, rearranging how we're feeling. Rise up and have some fun. We don't care what we focus on.
Change your mind and change your luck. And trust,
and trust,
and trust.
It's time, time to find where we're going.
Where we're going.
Who's controlling?
Here's a way for destination.
Focus strong on good vibration.
See your soul in celebration.
Simple laws of attraction.
Change your world from bad to passion.
In this world that you imagine,
up to you to be the captain.
Captain. It's time, time to find where we're going.
Where we're going.
Who's controlling?
Who's controlling?
It's time, time to drive.
Yeah, take a wheel.
That was It's Time by Saint Tone. You could find that track at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. While you're there, check out my Facebook, and also be sure to check out Humanitarian Facebook and let us know what you're doing and different people that are in your group of friends or in your neighborhood that are doing great things, because that's what the show is all about. We're always looking for new people to interview.
In fact, we love when people reach out to us and let us know what's going on and send us photos of the events that you're doing. We're starting a new page on humanitarianradio.com, and it's going to be photos of the events that you guys are doing. So send them to us, whether through our Facebook or through the website. Reach out and touch Humanitarian Radio. Remember to make it a great week, and we look forward to seeing you again next time on Humanitarian Radio.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.